The governor says the economic development grants would go to companies that create at least 100 new jobs and pay 90% of the new workers a family-supporting wage. The firms must also make a good-faith effort to hire three-quarters of the people from the surrounding high unemployment area. Doyle says Milwaukee's inner city is one of the areas that would qualify.
When you have a workforce that is underutilized and people really wanting jobs, we should be working, it seems to me, as good state policy to try to help businesses relocate there so that they can get the workers they need and the people who don't have jobs have the jobs that they need.
Doyle says the areas that would qualify would have unemployment rates at least 1.5 times the statewide average. The $5 million in worker training grants would favor firms that have a state technical college do the training. Doyle says he's not trying to slight private training companies.
Most, if not all, of our technical colleges have already established good working relationships with the employers in their area. They already do a lot of training, specific tailored training for businesses that need a particular kind of job, and they'll go to the technical college. I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel.
Doyle made his announcement at a campus of the Milwaukee Area Technical College. A spokesperson for Assembly Speaker John Gard says Republicans share the goal of creating jobs, but want to see the details of Doyle's plan and where he would get the money. The governor says the $10 million would come from elsewhere in the state budget. Doyle will release more of his budget plan over the next few days. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Milwaukee.